Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 Rakshama. Krishna, 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 Pahima. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshama. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Pahima. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshama. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Pahima. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda Jai Advaita Chandra, Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya, Jai Nityananda. Jai Advaita Chandra, Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nadapi sunichena tarariva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari harinama 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 ivakivalam kalo nastyeva 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 gatiranyata. Thank you for joining and agreeing to sit and listen.
Muchas gracias por unirse y escuchar.
This tambura is too loud.
La tambura está demasiado fuerte, está bien.
It's okay? Okay. First, I want to offer respects to all the devotees.
Primero quiero ofrecer respeto a todos los devotos.
Vancha kalpa turubhyascha kripa sindubhyaya vacha patitanang pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo. So, Prabhupada writes that Bhagavad Gita is divided into three sections. The first six, middle six, and last six chapters. And the middle six chapters are most confidential. And protected by the first six and last six chapters. So this verse finishes the first six chapters. And it is a very good definition of topmost Krishna consciousness. So let us look at some of the significant Sanskrit words. So the first word, yoginam, repite.
Yoginam.
So it is plural.
Es plural.
That means there's different types of yogis.
Esto quiere decir que hay diferentes tipos de yogis.
Prabhupada mentioned many of them in his purport.
Prabhupada menciona muchos de ellos en su significado.
And therefore the word sarvesham.
Y por eso la palabra sarvesham.
All types of yogis.
Todos los diferentes tipos de yogis.
But then he says this word mat gatena.
Pero después dice esta palabra mat gatena.
Meaning abiding in me.
Quiere decir en mí.
Always thinking of me.
Siempre pensando en mí.
This is the essence of Krishna consciousness.
Esta es la esencia de conciencia de Krishna.
When Lord Chaitanya was explaining Krishna consciousness to Sanatana Goswami, one of the chapters is called The Process of Devotional Service. So in that chapter, there is that famous verse that there are only two regulative principles. Always remember Krishna,
siempre recordando a Krishna
and never forget him.
Y nunca olvidarlo.
When there are two instructions,
cuando hay dos instrucciones,
the one last takes precedent.
La última toma precedente.
So therefore, of the two, never forgetting Krishna,
así que de los dos, nunca olvides a Krishna
is the most important.
Es el más importante.
In the purport to that verse,
en el significado de ese verso,
Prabhupada makes it very clear,
Prabhupada lo hace muy claro,
that the first order of the spiritual master,
la primera orden del maestro espiritual,
is to chant 16 rounds.
Es cantar 16 rondas.
This is the first order.
Esta es la primera orden.
And then he goes on, you may have different service.
Y continúa, tú puedes tener diferentes tipos de servicios.
And the service that you have is, okay,
el servicio que tienes,
is to help you to always remember Krishna and never forget him.
Para ayudarte, para siempre recordar a Krishna y nunca olvidarlo.
Because actually, we're supposed to be chanting all day.
Porque en realidad, se supone que nosotros deberíamos cantar todo el día.
As Lord Chaitanya's praise.
Como el Señor Chaitanya ahora.
Repite.
Repita.
Kirtaniya Sadahari.
Kirtaniya Sadahari.
But that's not possible for us.
Pero eso no es posible para nosotros.
None of us are even near Haridas Thakur. We have trouble finishing 16 rounds. He was chanting 3 times 64. 22 and a half hours chanting. And not like us. No. The topmost chanting.
El canto más elevado.
Chanting that could convince a prostitute to surrender.
Es un canto tan perfecto que convenció a una prostituta a rendirse.
The quality of chanting that even Maya herself surrendered.
La calidad del canto era tal que Maya mismo se rendió.
I was explaining the other day in one of my programs.
Yo estaba explicando, en uno de mis programas,
that Maya came 3 nights to test Haridas Thakur.
Maya vino 3 veces a probar a Haridas Thakur.
If Maya came to me,
si Maya viene a mí,
I wouldn't last 5 minutes.
Yo no duraría 5 minutos.
So Haridas Thakur was so transcendental.
Así que Haridas Thakur era tan transcendental
that Maya Devi surrendered.
Que Maya Devi,
and became his disciple. Wow, can you imagine? My disciple is Maya Devi. But Haridas Thakur, he is Mukta Purusha. Liberated soul. And therefore, even though he took birth as a Mohammedan or Muslim, Lord Chaitanya claimed that he was Nama Acharya, the universal teacher of the holy name of Krishna. So the regulative principle above all others is to always remember Krishna. And Prabhupada knows that we cannot chant all day. So he has given us transcendental service. We chant 16 rounds. And it takes maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours. We still have 22 hours left in a day. So it doesn't mean we can do whatever we want. The practice is, no matter what you're doing, you're trying to remember
Krishna.
So in the purport to that verse, Prabhupada says that the services that you have is there to facilitate remembering Krishna. So if you work on the altar, you're remembering
Krishna.
You work in the kitchen, you're cooking for
Krishna.
If you're cleaning the floor, you're not a sweeper. You're cleaning Krishna's palace. You're Krishna's servant. If you go out on Sankirtan, either Harinam or book distribution, you're touching
Krishna
or you're directly chanting or you're explaining this is Krishna's book. Or if you are manager of the temple, all this is to help you remember
Krishna.
But Prabhupada is very emphatic in that purport. First instruction chant 16 rounds.
Cante 16 rondas.
Otherwise, you're not going to be able to remember Krishna throughout the day.
De otra forma, no será posible para ti recordar a Krishna durante todo el día.
Before you joined the movement, my generation, Prabhupada's disciples, some of us made a big mistake. In the name of pushing on the movement, some of us gave up chanting and instead just did service, thinking that that was more important. And in every case, some of them were big, big gurus and GBCs, but they gave up chanting. They fell down. No exception. Doesn't matter who you are. You may have 10 titles. Sannyasi, Guru, GBC, this. You don't chant, finish. One I know personally. He had so much service. He was one of the most powerful men in the whole ISKCON. In the 80s. But this started to suffer. And one day Maya came, took him away. Now he's coming back. But the point I'm making, this is the most important thing you do every day. This is your best friend. This will save you. So please, I beg you, take this as the most important thing. Once you do this, you can do anything. Don't do this. Hasta luego. Okay? Prabhupada writes, if you don't believe me, I'll show you the purport. I'm not making this up. First instruction of spiritual master. And it's written 16. Not 15. Not 4. 16. Okay? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Now, another word, very important word, Shraddhavan. Repeat it. So, van, this ending Sanskrit van means one who possesses. Like the word Bhogavan, possessor of opulence. Jnanavan, possessor of knowledge. So this is Shraddhavan, possessor of faith. Faith is what determines neophyte, middle, and topmost devotee. This is also explained by Lord Chaitanya. That what distinguishes the three levels of devotees? It is their degree of faith. The topmost devotee, he has full faith. And why does he have that full faith? Because he knows the scriptures very, very good. He can explain anything based on scriptures. Therefore, his faith is firm. The second class
clase
has good faith,
tiene buena fe,
but not as much as the topmost.
Pero no tan como el otro más elevado.
He has some knowledge of the scriptures,
tiene algo de conocimiento de la escritura,
but not like the Uttama Adhikari.
Pero no como el Uttama Adhikari.
And then the neophyte,
entonces, el neófito,
the Kanishta,
el Kanishta,
the materialistic devotee,
el devoto materialista,
his knowledge of Shastra,
su conocimiento de Shastra,
poquito, poquito, pequeño. He has some faith,
él tiene algo de fe,
but he can be easily swayed.
Pero él puede ser fácilmente persuadido.
So, Prabhupada expects us all to come to second stage.
Así que Prabhupada esperaba que todos llegáramos al segundo estado.
That's why he insisted two classes every day.
Es por esto que Prabhupada insistió dos clases al día.
Now, I want to congratulate you, this temple.
Yo creo, así que yo quiero felicitarlos a ustedes, a este templo.
That we have this many people for an evening class.
Que tenemos esta cantidad de personas para las clases de la tarde.
There are some temples.
Hay algunos templos.
There is no evening class.
No hay clases de la tarde.
Just see.
Simplemente vean.
Maybe one person is there.
Quizá una persona está ahí.
Not good.
No es bueno.
But you, I see. Every day there's a good number.
Pero ustedes, yo lo veo, aquí están, hay un buen número.
That's why I like to come here.
Es por esta razón que me gusta venir acá.
So, the classes are muy importante.
Perfecto.
Yes. Why are they important?
¿Por qué son importantes?
It's important for you.
Es importante para ustedes.
And now that you have heard,
y ahora que ustedes han escuchado,
when you meet someone,
cuando se encuentra con alguien,
you can repeat.
Me pueden repetir.
So it serves two purposes.
Así que sirve dos propósitos.
Fix yourself up.
Se vuelve fijo ahí.
And help others.
Y puedes ayudar a otros.
That is our movement.
Ese es nuestro movimiento.
And what did Prabhupada teach us?
¿Y qué es lo que Prabhupada nos enseñó?
By giving others,
por dar a otros,
we improve.
Nosotros mejoramos.
Just like I have some money.
Por ejemplo, tengo algo de dinero.
So let's say I want to give Vidura donation. So let's say I say to Vidura, here's $100. So his account is up. Mine's down. Mine goes down. But that's material. But in your spiritual account, if I give Vidura 100 points, my account does not go down.
El money no desaparece.
It doubles.
Se duplica.
That's called good investment.
Esto se llama buena inversión.
That doesn't happen in the material world.
Esto no ocurre en el mundo material.
But this is spiritual account.
Porque esta es una cuenta espiritual.
So you see,
así que ustedes ven,
those devotees who are advanced,
aquellos devotees que son avanzados,
like your spiritual masters,
como sus maestros espirituales,
why are they like that?
Porque a ellos les gusta.
Because they have learned this art of giving to others.
Porque ellos han aprendido el arte de dar a los demás.
You learn this art,
usted aprende este arte,
you take off very, very fast.
Usted despega muy rápido.
But don't forget,
pero no olvide,
do this.
Haga esto.
Not that I'm big preacher.
No que soy un gran predicador.
I don't have to chant.
Ah, no tengo que cantar.
Mm-mm-mm. You have to chant and give.
Tiene que cantar y dar.
And if you want full faith,
y si usted quiere plena fe,
read los libros de Prabhupada. Perfecto. Read.
Lea.
Gita, Bhagavatam, Nectar of Devotion, Lord Chaitanya. Krishna book. Mi favorite.
Mi libro favorito.
Again and again and again, over and over and over and over. Then when you sit down to speak, all that is in your whole blood. Your blood is simply Prabhupada's books. Just like Prabhupada said, if you only eat prasadam for 7 years, you have a prasadam body. Because the blood changes. So you eat only prasad. 7 years, prasad. Okay? So read Prabhupada's books. So that when somebody asks you a question, immediately you can say, oh yes, Prabhupada says in Nectar of Devotion. Blah, 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 blah. I know one sannyasi. Prahladananda Swami. He can recite word for word from memory entire paragraphs of Krishna book. I saw it when he used to come to Los Angeles. He's giving a lecture. All of a sudden, a whole paragraph of Krishna book comes out. I said, oh, I got to study Krishna book. Beautiful. One of my good friends, Dravida Das, he is one of the main persons who works on editing all the books. So he has memorized thousands of shlokas. And he likes to chant them. And every time he meets somebody, when he's with another devotee, at the end of the conversation, he will say, let me leave you with a new shloka. And so he chants, bam, 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 bam. He does, and then he gives the explanation. He's always learning new, he's got amazing shlokas like this. He's a shloka acharya. So, learn these books, learn the philosophy. The favorite story. Somebody was asked, I don't understand something. So they were told, read it again. I still don't understand. Read it again. No matter how many times you don't understand, read it again. Eventually you'll understand. Okay, now Prabhupada went into great detail on this word bhajate, repite. And he made a big point that it's not worship, which is how most people in India will translate the word bhajate. But Prabhupada explains, no, bhajate means to render service. Service is meant for God. Service to Guru. Service to Vaishnavas. That's who we render service to. Worship or respect, that can be given in so many different ways. But service is different. Service is how we show love. Even in an ordinary relationship, such as husband and wife, they show love by serving each other. That is how to have. Now, brahmacharis don't listen. This is for grihastas and others. Brahmachari, close your ears. You develop a good relationship with a husband or wife When you have the attitude to serve each other. I learned this the hard way. When I first got married, I was thinking, now I am big man. I will order my wife. Make me samosa. I was thinking I was Krishna. But after 2 weeks, I realized I had it all wrong. Does it work that way? Not in devotees. No. It took me a long time. Now I learned my lesson. That I must render service. And when both husband and wife are thinking of the other, that's a happy marriage. But if I'm only thinking of me, it won't last. So, we render service to Krishna. Service is how we show that we love Krishna. Anyone can say, I love God. Anyone. But talk is cheap. But you have to be able to show it. So you show it by service. This is service. This is service. This is service. You are giving your ears to Krishna. That is good service. In all the things we do, service. And the idea is to be always engaged in service to Guru, Krishna, and Vaishnava. So Krishna is saying in this final verse of chapter 6 that the devotee who always thinks of him and that always has full faith in Krishna and is always rendering service, yukta tama, greatest. In Sanskrit, they have three things. Good, better, best. So, when this word tama means topmost, like uttama, transcendental. And there are so many other words with this ending, tama. Meaning, not good, not bad, best. So Krishna says, mata. In my opinion, I consider this bhakti yogi, of all the kinds of yogis, is the best. Now, one more thing. When in the word madgatena, always thinking of me, this is repeated several times throughout Bhagavad Gita, especially in chapter 12. Where Krishna goes through what I call the options. Starting with verse number 8 in chapter 12. Krishna says, here's the topmost. Always think of me. Simple. But we're not on that platform. So Krishna gives the next option. You can't think of me? All right. Start doing bhakti yoga, which we are doing. It's called sadhana bhakti or vaidhi bhakti. We're regularly practicing remembering Krishna.
Donde regularmente practicamos recordar a Krishna.
It's not automatic.
No es automático.
We're pushing ourselves.
Nosotros nos empujamos a nosotros mismos.
We're forcing ourselves.
Nos forzamos a nosotros mismos.
Regulating ourselves.
Nos regulamos.
To remember Krishna.
Para recordar a Krishna.
It's not spontaneous.
No es espontáneo.
The spiritual master is pushing.
El maestro espiritual está empujando.
Now it's time to get up.
Ahora es tiempo de levantarse.
Now do this.
Ahora es la vez.
Now do this. Do this, do this, do this, do this. That is to regulate you.
Eso te regula.
Just like my friend Lavin. You all know Lavin.
Tal como mi amigo Lavin.
So, he has a personal trainer.
Él tiene un entrenador personal.
And Lavin has told me.
Lavin me ha dicho.
This trainer is very hard on him.
El entrenador es muy duro con él.
Pushing him.
Lo presiona, lo empuja.
But it's paying off.
Pero tiene su ventaja.
He's losing weight.
Está perdiendo peso.
I need a trainer.
Yo también necesito un entrenador.
But that trainer is constantly on his case.
Pero ese entrenador está constantemente tras él.
Again.
Una y otra.
Again. More. Again.
No,
more.
Otra vez.
That's what spiritual master does.
Eso es lo que hace el maestro espiritual.
He's molding us.
Nos está moldeando.
All athletes are like that.
Todas las cosas son así.
They have a coach or a trainer.
Todos los atletas son así, tienen un entrenador.
And practically beating them.
Prácticamente los golpean.
But they have a goal in mind.
Pero ellos tienen una meta en la mente.
So Krishna says,
así Krishna dice,
if you can't always think of me,
mí,
then you accept the spiritual master
este
and begin to follow the rules and regulations of Vaidhi Bhakti. The day will come when you will automatically get up and, oh, great, today I get to chant japa. Just like right now, nobody needs to beat you. Prasadam. Boom. Spontaneous attraction to prasadam. Am I right? Right? Even, samosa. Okay? It's spontaneous. Or even in the material world. A young, handsome man, a nice, attractive girl, they immediately. It's automatic. So the day will come when immediately we hear the name Krishna. Haribo! Or we see a devotee. Haribo! Or you have some, you're thinking that as soon as I wake up, I'm going to do my service. That's a very good sign. So, if as you develop, if you find that you're attracted to a particular service, and you look forward to that service, that's a great blessing. That means you have made some good advancement. If you find a service that you really like, follow it. Stick to it. And don't ever give it up. You can become very attached to your service. I like to sing and preach. And Krishna allows me to do this service. I have the best wife. She works regular job. But she wants me to preach. Thank you. Thank you, Krishna. She works And she says, no, I want you, Prabhu, to preach. That's why I touch her feet. I do. Because she allows me. When I came here on the airplane, I had to, in Los Angeles, they have that, you have to go through the screening. TSA. And they pat you down. So one lady who works there, she goes, where are you going? I'm going to Santiago. And she said, a work or vacation? I said, both. I said, all expenses paid. I have my own cook. And she said, where's your wife? I said, oh, she's working. So she was a black girl. And she looked at me like, you're a wife working and you're going on vacation? So she was jealous. I said, yes, nice work if you can get it. But it's true. That's Krishna's blessing. So, this position I have, I prayed many, many years for this. I really prayed for this. And I had to wait a long time. But Krishna will fulfill your spiritual desires. All my material desires, Krishna smashed. I tried so many times. Krishna said no. But I was patient and I prayed, and Krishna has given me some nice service. I'm so grateful that Krishna has given me this facility. And I don't want to ever give it up. I don't want to die. I want to just go on like this. So if you get a service, cherish it. It's the most precious thing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.